Escape of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Scenario Highway of Blood. Alex Guyot, Ian Christensen, and DeVay Jackson. Listener discretion is advised.
So, somebody want to catch us up on the not much and not exciting happenings of last session?
What? Not exciting?
Am I remembering wrong? I might have a different perspective. I don't know. This is why we need the recap, right?
All right, I'll do the recap. I've never recapped.
Awesome.
Exciting. First timer.
All right. So, Ancient Banes, while attempting to fix the antenna on his car, talked to by a doctor thought he was going to buy the electronics store. He said he wasn't, and he drives out of town. He watches a pickup being driven out, I don't know that. I mean, that later turned into something. But in the meanwhile, we were all looking down at the bottom of the gulch, seeing the bridge neatly taken apart and stacked at the bottom, which was mysterious. And while we were standing there, two groups of townies, a pickup and an old sedan, came and attacked us. And Janice did some incredible trick driving for a while, driving backwards, heading into town before she crashed gloriously in a rollover. Meanwhile, her fiance there, Wallace, kind of stared down this other car and pulled his gun and I think he shot out his tires and looked to be coming to our rescue, but instead we were waylaid by the other car, and poor Timmy was badly injured, and Jack ingloriously was shot up with drugs not of his own choosing, and we both blacked out. Wallace then rescued Janice and drove off away from town, eluding the townies. Meanwhile, our glorious FBI agent outmaneuvered a truck sporting a harpoon and ended up, I think, on the other end of town. He made a call to the FBI to send in the cavalry and is waiting for them. Meanwhile, poor Timmy and Jack wake up to find themselves in a concrete room that smells foully, and are planning our escape, and not quite all alone, Janice and Wallace are driving when they run out of gas, and now are headed kind of into the desert on foot.
Can I ask one question I'm not real clear about, since this is the recap? How did Janice, who was in our car, make it out and get saved while the guy with the gun just left two other guys behind? How did that work exactly? In the notes, it just goes, yeah, there's three people, you know, getting roughed up by some guys in the car, and all of a sudden Janice and Wallace are safely driving away.
Yeah, Wallace rescued her.
From...
He pulled her out. I don't remember. I remember him pulling her out and.
I can answer that. The reason is because Mr. Barrow and Mr. Miller were both knocked unconscious by the hillbillies that they were fighting.
And so when
Mr. Comley showed up, he killed slash drove off the guy, you know, the others. You know, and then when he and Janice legged it, and Mr. Barrow and Mr. Miller behind.
Gotcha. That's what happened. I wasn't sure how selective he was being, but yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it.
There's no love for us, Timmy.
I know. I know. At least we're not stuck in a well this time.
Nice. Okay, so let us start first with, how about Agent Baines? You're sitting in your car out in the desert, somewhere to the east of town. It is mid-afternoon by now, going towards late afternoon. You're just sitting. Sitting quietly, apparently, Agent Baines is. Very quietly.
He's fallen asleep in the hot car.
Probably. Well, he won't want to make any of those rolls then, that's fine. What just happened? He says he's here.
Oh, I'm muted. There we go. I shut down the whole system by accident, and then it took a little while to come back up.
That happens.
I missed the explanation as to the magic of Janice's escape and everything since then.
So Janice's escape was because Mr. Barrow and Mr. Miller had been knocked out in the fight.
Right.
And when Mr. Comley showed up, he took Janice and
grabbed
left.
The unconscious folks.
The hillbillies grabbed the unconscious folks. Yep. So, Mr. Baines, you are sitting in your car to the east of town.
Yes.
You know, it is mid-late afternoon as
yes.
you're kind of, you know, out in, well, you know, well out of town, out in the desert. Are you just sitting in your car or?
Well, I guess that was my plan. It sounds kind of boring, but I don't actually know anything's happening. Except, you know, that there's a Yahoo who would easily destroy me. But I would be, I forget about the genre, so I think I should head into town. Yeah, I got my shotgun out. I've gotten myself a little bit bandaged up and recuperated, and I maybe taped my glasses, taped the bridge of my glasses together. So I will drive as far as building number 5, which is not labeled here, I don't think.
Well, hang on. Before you do.
Before that happens, okay. Yep.
Yep. So as you're out in the desert, you're in your car, you know, bandaging yourself up and taking a breather and thinking about what it is that you should do.
Yep.
Make a spot hidden roll.
All right. 46. I will spend 1 luck and make a success of that, since I failed so many of them the other day.
Okay. As you're, you know, there bandaging yourself, you know, looking around and thinking, do I go back into town? Do I sit here and wait? What do I do? And you're looking around at the desert and, you know, the road, or what passes for a road leading off into God only knows where ahead of you and into town behind you. You start to notice that there are some very large rattlesnakes.
Oh. Like 20 feet long kind of rattlesnakes?
No, not that long.
Okay, normally you know, large rattlesnakes.
Yeah, you know, normal, okay. You know, 8-10 foot, couple inches around. And you look around and you realize that there are at least three of them, kind of one on either side of the car, you know, about 5-6 feet away from the car, coiled up. You look in the rearview mirror and you see one behind you, and you can see another one slithering down the road towards you, towards the front of the car.
All right. Well, I've lived in Texas long enough to understand this. I will shoot the one on the driver's side next to me to start with my shotgun, which is not an ideal weapon for this option, but it's a good start. That is a normal success. In the shotgun set of ranges, where do you think this thing is?
6 to 7 feet.
Okay, so that's going to be all for 16, 19.
Yeah, you just obliterate it.
And then, it's just okay, yeah.
Blown into chunks. And you are keeping track of your ammunition, I hope.
I don't know how much I started with, but sure, I'm happy to keep track of something.
How much did you start with? That's an interesting question.
Well, an agent had a shotgun in the trunk, so I'm assuming I had a box of shells with it, but...
That seems fair. You have one box of shotgun shells.
All right. Do these guys get a turn here, or should I continue acting?
You can go ahead and use up, you know, all you want.
So I think the next thing is just to start the car and... Oh, sorry.
So we'll say that's like 30?
Oh, okay.
Seems shots. A good number. Yeah.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, the one that's coming towards you, you know, kind of again stops, you know, 6-7 feet away and curls up. As the shotgun blast rings out, they all, you know, the remaining three kind of rear up and hiss at you.
Yeah, so I will, with the one next to my open window safely destroyed, I will turn on the car and attempt to drive over the one in front of me.
Make a drive auto roll.
Okay. So yeah, gun it and spin the 08.
Yep,
that's an extreme.
Spin out in the you know dirt spinning up behind you. You car leaps forward and you can see mushed rattlesnake behind you.
Excellent. And then I will go like 30 feet. Because I'm assuming if they're normal snakes, which they may, and then look around and see if, as the dust settles, if there are a bunch of snakes hit this part of the road too.
Spot hidden roll.
Okay. 86 is a fail.
So you, the one that was on the road behind you, you can definitely see is coming towards you.
Okay.
But beyond that, you can't see any others.
Wow. All right, well, that's it's a time to do some donuts and some figure eights and see if I can take out those other two snakes.
Okay.
So there were only three total. Oh, the other snake, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, there were two more, right? You can
right,
only see
total,
one
right?
at this point. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yep. So I'll go for the one I can see to start with.
Yep. Drive auto.
90 is a fail.
Yeah. As you kind of spin around and head back, and you. You know, drive over or think you're driving over it. You can look in the rearview mirror and you see it's kind of, you know, leapt off to the side of the road and it's coiled up and hissing at you as you zoom past.
Wow. That is crazy. Let me, how fast was it moving when it was coming towards me?
At a pretty good clip.
You know, so
faster than you want a snake moving towards you.
Right, yeah. Let me drive like...
Certainly
so
not
like,
unnaturally so.
Not okay, yeah. So what I would like to do is drive far enough so that I can get out of the car and look for the tracks where they might have been coming from. And then, you know, and I'm happy to sort of get out, look around, hop back in the car, drive 100, you know, I'm happy to play sort of mm-hmm. back and forth with the snake because I'm obviously faster than in the car, I assume.
Yes.
But I would like to do some action tracking to try to figure out where these guys came from.
Okay, go ahead and make a track roll and a spot hidden roll.
Okay, so track roll is a 36, is a not a success, and spot hidden is also a 36, but that is a success.
Okay, so, you know, after a few minutes of that, as you, you know, get in the car and you know, turn around and drive and, you know, the snakes come towards you, you know, then you get out, you look around the snake, right? You can certainly see snake, you can certainly see, you know, perhaps eventually you kind of get back to where you originally started, and you can certainly see some snake tracks in the desert, but you can't see enough of them or, you know, get some idea of, oh, they're all coming from,
okay, you know,
this burrow or something like that.
All right. Well, I think I will head to town then.
Okay.
Maybe trying to drive over one of the remaining snakes as I go.
Drive auto.
Nope. 67.
Yep. You can see it spitting at you as you
quick buggers
past. Yes. So you head back into town, and with that, we will cut over to Mr. Comley and the still unpleasantly quiet Ms. Barrow.
I don't know about that, but yeah, no, we're just walking, you know.
Yep. Make another navigation roll.
Let's see. You want dice for that? 21. Hey, ooh, that
you
might
can
be
flip
good.
A coin if you want.
No, I've got higher. Oh no, I might as well. I should have flipped a coin. That would increase my chances. Nope.
Okay. So you're in this gorge, you know, walking in what you hope is a general westerly direction out of town. It is again kind of mid late afternoon. It is blisteringly hot out here. You know, it's like, you know, being in an oven. Down in the gorge, you know, there's not too much of a breeze, so you're not being blasted by hot air, but still the air is just hot and still, and you're just, you know, sweating like pigs. It's just evaporating almost instantly. Make a do you have any desert survival?
That's a good question. Well, I have no survival, so probably not.
Fair enough. Make a con roll.
That is going to be okay. That's a success.
Okay. You can definitely feel it wearing at you. you're sturdy enough. It's not bothering you. You know, it's not going to kill you yet.
Is there any place that looks like it's, because I feel like we've made some distance now and nobody followed us. I mean, is there any shady spots down here at all? Or is it just an easy bake oven?
There definitely are some shady spots as the, you know, as the sun has moved over, you know, the edge. So you are kind of being shaded on one side.
All right. Well, we'll try to sort of stay to that side as best we can. And even if it means we're moving a little bit slower, that might be okay.
Okay. Make a spot hidden roll.
75. Nope.
Okay.
See the
somebody want to make a spot hidden roll for Janice?
Oh, yes. 73.
Awesome. Pretty sure that's a...
Yeah. Let's just assume.
Failure. But let me check just to be safe. Yeah, spot hidden 25. It's not going to get it. You kind of catch out of the corner of your eye, there's the glint of something metallic, kind of halfway up the gorge on your left-hand side. And you stop, you know, you probably kind of stop and because it definitely catches your notice as the, you know, the sunlight is reflecting off it. You know, but you can't really see what it is, but it's definitely something metallic.
I will stop and lean against the wall and try and tell, sort of gesture for Janice not to move. My assumption is it's like a bumper. But although I didn't hear anything and at various points, but these seem to be stealth cars, so.
it's not all the way up. It's not all the way up at the edge of the ridge. It's about halfway up.
Oh. Well, I'm still going to stop anyway to see if anything comes out of it.
Make a listen roll.
That's a success. Maybe even a hard success.
Okay.
Nope, just a regular old.
You hear almost kind of a clicking sound. Hmm. And you turn around and kind of up the side of the ridge, up the side of the gorge on your right-hand side, you can now see they're not quite as shiny because they're, you know, the sunlight's not directly on them, but you can see that there are two kind of small somethings reflecting, you know, metallic, shiny partway up the gorge.
But nothing's moving.
That is correct.
All right, I will tell Janice to wait here, and I will creep forward. And once I'm sort of underneath it, I guess I will try to climb up a little bit.
Okay. Give me a climb roll.
83.
Okay. No, you know, you kind of start to scramble up, and it just takes you, you know, takes you a little bit as, you know, kind of some shale comes loose, and you're kind of kicking rocks and, you know, two steps forward, one step back kind of thing as you're trying to climb up. As you do, you notice that the side of the gorge is pockmarked with holes.
Mm-hmm.
Not huge holes, but, you know, like gopher hole size things, right? Kind of a couple inches across.
Sure.
And you may make a dodge roll.
Well, I can make the roll. I won't succeed. But
okay. You may take 1 point of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And you may make a sand roll.
Wow, look at you.
That's a 90.
You can lose 1 point of sand.
Huh. Okay.
As a beetle scurries out of one of the holes just as your hand kind of passes over it and bites you on the hand hard. And this beetle is, it, I mean, it looks like a normal beetle. It, you know, it looks like a beetle. It's got six legs and, you know, jointed carapace and, you know, kind of normal beetle look, except for two little things. The first being that it's rather large. It's about 3 inches long. And the second being that it looks like it is made out of polished stainless steel.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm going to push myself back and sort of try to get, sort of do that thing when people do when they have a slight bit of panic, where they're just flapping their arms around wildly without any real direction, trying to scrape the thing off, even though that'll probably tear out my arm as I do so, if I do pull off.
Yep, you can certainly knock it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And then I'm scrambling back down. So before this thing bit me, did I notice anything different about the silver pieces?
Well, no, you did not. But kind of after it does, and as you're scrambling back down, you can see more little points of shininess start to appear kind of all around the gorge on both sides of you.
All right. Well, I will get to the bottom with Janice and start running the other way.
Okay. You leg it back in the direction you came.
Yes.
Let's cut to Mr. Barrow and Mr. Miller.
Oh, glad to be here.
This doesn't look good.
No, no. It doesn't. You know, I've been sitting here for a while, and I was thinking maybe it's not smart to have this drain handle and cover in my hand. This may not be the right time. I'm not doing so good.
Well, let me... You lay down on the mattress, then, and I'll stand there and... And I was thinking that too. You look pale.
We gotta play our cards right. Whether we wait for the right time or just run for it, I don't know.
Do you think we should wait, talk to him first, and then attack later?
Let's see who comes through that door. If it's one of, like, four or five of them, don't even take a shot.
You know, they took my drugs.
No, you're going to get mean. Just think about that. Yep.
Yeah, all right.
There's motivation.
So as I recall, you know, you were kind of trying to hide out behind the door with the... With the drain grate, is that still
right? We had Timmy was behind the door with the drain grate, and Jack was. We had pulled the mattress over the drain grate so he couldn't see it was missing, and Jack was kind of laying down there feigning sleep. Is that right?
Yes.
So we'll just flip flop.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're trying. So one of you on the mattress, the other one hiding behind the door.
Yes.
Okay. Listen rolls.
Oh, that is going to be a really good one. 05.
I got a 13. Not quite as good, but very good.
Very nice. You would guess that you've been here for a few hours at this point. And for the most part, you haven't heard a whole lot of anything. Maybe some addition, so occasionally some kind of distant, machinery or, a door slamming or that kind of thing. But you can now hear voices. You can't quite make out what they're saying, but you can hear kind of people coming towards the door, and you would guess that there are three of them.
What do you think, Timmy?
I tell you what, don't swing that thing unless it looks like we can sneak out of here.
All right.
Well, one of us gets out. Just run for help.
Right. All right.
Act like I'm sleeping. Can I do that?
I stand ready at the door, just in case.
Okay. So a few moments later, you can definitely hear, the sound of people, coming up to the door and stopping outside. And you hear a voice.
Oh, Reverend, look, they're doing that thing. They're doing that hide behind the door thing again. see, look, there's one on the mattress, there were two of them. There were two. The other one's hiding behind the door. Yep, they took that old grate off, I bet you, and they're standing behind the door. They're gonna get us.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm so pissed that I want to swing at him anyway.
Yeah.
That was our clever plan.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like they're genius. There must be some hillbilly geniuses or something.
They stole our plan. Let's get them, Timmy.
And you hear kind of a deeper, older voice. That's okay, Jacob. We know they're in there. They'll come out, I'm sure. Are you folks going to come out peacefully so we can talk? Or are you going to play this game with the drain cover? I bet that's what you have. That's what people usually try to get. I should warn you, though. I feel I should warn you that cover's on that drain for a reason.
No.
I will. So if I were you, I would think about maybe leaving it there, but that's the way you want to go. That's your business, I suppose.
What do you mean, what people usually do? How often do you lock people in a concrete cell?
Are you still hiding?
No. Yes.
Both?
Yes. He's not that smart.
Which one of you is the one with the drugs?
That's me.
The one behind the door. Yes. What's your name, son?
Jack, Reverend Sir.
Jack, I see. Well, why don't you come out so we can talk face to face?
Well, I know that drugs aren't the answer to all my problems, but he starts to get whiny. I peek my head and look out the window.
Oh, I got no problems with your drugs. I was wondering if maybe you might want them back while you wait.
Oh, that's a possibility.
As you said, you kind of step back and look out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see an older gentleman there, who's the one you're talking to. He looks like this.
Oh. That doesn't look like any reverend that I saw in Sunday school.
Mm-mm. You know, how are they speaking through the door? Do they have like a little...
Loudly?
Okay.
Yeah, just I thought loudly. There was a grate there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping for some kind of hole. Yep. Okay.
Yep, just the window. Mm-hmm. So what do you say, Jack? Would you like your drugs back? I'm sure we can arrange that. Give you something to do while you pass the time.
Well, I mean, is there a reason that we have to pass the time in this cell here, Reverend?
Oh, well, I'm afraid you did... you did kill a couple of Jacob's brothers here, as I understand it. So there is a trial to be held.
Well, they did attack us.
Destroyed our car and...
They tore the bridge down, Reverend.
What's going on here, Reverend?
Tore the bridge down? Attacked you? Destroyed your car. Well, that's a much different story than they said. They said they were just out having fun and you were driving your car erratically and some young lady who was with you was driving and flipped the car.
Well, that bit's true.
Yeah. Sure, but if you look at the car, you'll see it's way too beat up just to have flipped.
Well, I'm sure this can all come out at the trial then, and you'll be able to tell your story and it is true, if this is all just a misunderstanding, I'm sure we can send you on your appropriate way.
Does this guy seem like he's believing this? Like a psychology role, I guess, is what I'm going for. Like, is he trying to convince us that it's ridiculous, or is he, you know, having a joke with us, or is he really believe what he's saying? That kind of thing.
Psychology role.
Let's see. Ah, 79. What do you think, Jack?
Well, I'm thinking hard about these drugs.
Yeah. I want to know more about what that other guy said about how people usually hide behind the door. There's no way you have people come through town and have accidents all the time. This is clearly not the first time you've had someone in here. I think you're just putting this on, Reverend.
And what about a lawyer? Joke.
Oh, there will be... You'll get appropriate representation at your trial. And as for you, young man, what was your name?
Didn't say.
Oh, I see. And you're one of those not so neighborly modern types. Don't like to give your name. Well, that's your business.
I gotta say, you'd find me a very good friend if you treated me a little more friendly yourself there, Reverend.
I am trying to treat you friendly. I'm trying to give you your drugs back. Give you something to do while you pass the time. That seems awfully neighborly to me.
Can I see anybody like that redneck country voice that was that we heard before? Is he standing near him?
Yes, you can see that he's kind of flanked by two men who, you know, probably have like five teeth behind between them, and
right,
you know, are dressed. You know, one's in like really super dirty coveralls, and mm-hmm. you know, the other's in kind of old dungarees and a flannel shirt, and you know, they look, you know, very similar to the guys who were, you know, in the cars.
Mm-hmm. Who's that you got with you there, Reverend? Some of the boys driving?
And they are both carrying shotguns.
Ah. Mm.
Well, can we meet our lawyer? Maybe he could come in with the drugs.
Well, I can certainly send you some representation as soon as it is available. But you don't want your drugs now. Okay, fair enough. What kind of
legal system sends a reverend to a jail cell to talk to the prisoners about their trial? Why aren't we seeing the chief of police or something?
He kind of chuckles. Boy, do you know where you are?
I'd like to know.
Abattoir, Texas. We haven't seen the law out here in 50 years. We keep to ourselves and we run things our own way. You want to get out of this? You want to a chance to see your representation and plead your case? I suggest you play ball, play along.
Just to see if I can get some kind of a rise out of him, I'll kind of slowly stand to my feet, and as I kind of turn away, I'll do that thing where I turn quickly back to him and run yelling at the glass and stuff like that and start calling him names. You son of a gun, you stuck me in this one. See if he flinches or anything.
Make a fighting brawl.
I like it. Oh, yeah, I think that'll pass.
You can also make an intimidate roll if you like.
All right. Where's my intimidate? So I know what I'm shooting for. Intimidate's not so good. Oh, but if they're not four, I succeed at both.
Nice. You know, yeah, you are able to, you know, be kind of very sudden, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's that kind of initial moment of shock, and he, you know, he does,
you know, respond, right? He takes a, he kind of, you know, flinches and takes a step back. And then sighs. Come along, boys.
Someday, Reverend, there won't be a piece of glass in between you and me.
And he and the other two walk away.
Oh, okay. Well, that part was
I think
fun.
I should have taken those drugs, Timmy.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that anyway, Jack. Why don't we have a few words about how many drugs you've been taking lately?
Well, Timmy, gosh. We're on vacation. This was just vacation drugs.
That's true. That's true. But about these vacation drugs, about these particular drugs, I mean, how do you know they're actually going to be your drugs? When you
that's why I didn't take them. That's why I didn't take them.
Oh, Jack, you always were the smart one.
Oh, you're so good to me.
And with that, let's get back to Agent Baines.
All right.
So you were making your way back into town.
Yep. Making my way back at least as far as that first big building there, which seems to be number 5.
Okay. That first big building. Let me find it here. Nope, that's not it. Too much of that. Too much of that. Too much of that. Come on. Too many numbers. All with their little letters. Nope, that's number 4. Number 5. Ah, number 5. Yes. So, you know, as the map kind of indicates, this is a very large building. And it is actually the except for that old factory thing that you make another intelligence roll.
Ooh, 14.
As you're coming into town, you know, you're coming at it from a different direction, maybe get a different look at the building and, you know, its environs. That the abandoned factory and or whatever it was, you're actually able to make out, you know, it is definitely abandoned and run down, but it is an old slaughterhouse in a stockyard.
Ah, as it should be.
But as you get around to number 5, you can see that. Besides the slaughterhouse, this is the largest building in town. Certainly the largest one you've seen. It is a red brick building, trimmed in granite, flat roof. You can see there's an entrance at kind of the narrow end. And as you pull in front, there's a large pair of double doors on the front of it. And, you know, there's a granite plaque above the door. And etched into that plaque, it says Wayland Community Public School, EST, established 1952.
Okay.
And the building itself is 3 stories tall.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is surrounded by a chain link fence. Looks to be about 5 feet high or so.
Are there any cars in its parking lot or any sign of life at all?
Just outside the fence, there is a gravel parking lot, but it is quite overgrown. To the right of the building, there's a playground, but all the equipment, you know, slides and monkey bars and this sort of thing, but it's all kind of rusting and, you know, tilted over and bent. Doesn't look like it's been used for a while. There's a number of the kind of upstairs windows, have very, very faded old, might have at one point been yellow paper in the windows, right? And each kind of sheet of paper has a letter on it. And you can see, so the windows spell out, Go Rattlers.
Ah, nice.
And there's a sign hanging on the fence that's kind of faded and worn. And it says Scott Brown Properties.
Sell the school too. So what I would like to do is actually get into the school.
Okay.
So I assume I have to go through the fence. So I'm going to park.
Yep.
And then there's a chain. There's probably a chain and a padlock or something.
There's actually no gate.
Oh, okay. So I can just park and walk in.
If you go around back, it's fenced, but there's no gate in the fence.
Oh, I see.
It's just solid fence.
Solid fence. Okay. That's really weird. All right. Who's around? Well, I'll go around back so nobody's looking at me.
Yep.
And I will climb over the fence. Mm-hmm. And I will go to the one of the back doors of the school.
Yep.
And probably just bust out the glass and see if I can get the door open.
You come up to the doors and give them a rattle, and they just open. They're not locked. Okay.
Even better. And then I will make my way up to the third floor, and I'll see what I can see. I'm looking for some sign of a auto battle, a dueling, a demolition pit or something. I was trying to figure out where this pickup went to and where the fight is and what's going on.
Okay. As you make your way through the school, it looks like a school. There's the halls are kind of lined with steel lockers. There are, flyers and banners kind of hanging everywhere that are very faded and worn. Looking into the rooms as you pass them, all the school rooms are still furnished. They all have desks and chairs and chalkboards and, teachers' desks and chairs and, all of the
things here.
All of the banners that you can kind of see, the Under the Sea Dance next Friday, are all dated. Yep. are all dated in the 50s.
Oof, wow. Yep. Yeah, and there's probably calendars and.
Yep. And everything is very dusty though.
Okay.
As you make your way up to the third floor and look about you, I will give you. If I can find it. Wait a second. Don't I already have this here? Nope, not that one. Nope, not that one. Maybe I don't have it. Sorry, I need to cut out a new map here. Where would it be? There we go. Let me give you this map. Cut some stuff out here. Let's see that. from up here, you can't obviously kind of quite see everything down into some of the valleys or some of the gorges, but you have a high enough perspective that you can kind of see most everything and kind of infer what you can't see, right?
Have you pasted something yet, or am I still waiting?
I am. Okay. You're still just waiting.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool. I just want to make sure I wasn't supposed to see
clipped
something.
And now I am uploading it. Wrong directory, right directory. Uh-oh, where'd I put it? Oh, that was stupid. Put it in the wrong direction. Okay, there we go. There it is.
There it is, he says. Okay, it'll show up eventually. Ah, there it is. Excellent. Blink, 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 blink. Ooh, look at that. Okay.
So hopefully you should be able, I think you can kind of figure out how that relates to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's Hackett and Sons, there's the beef thing, and there's where I was up on the ridge on Hackett Road.
Yep, you were out Hackett Road a ways.
Yep. So I guess I'm looking, if north is up, which I feel like it might not be, but I'm looking left on this map because that's where the pickup truck was headed.
Yep.
Looking for, I guess, probably dust. I would think that a good battle royal of vehicles would kick up a lot of dust. So I'm sort of scouting for that.
a vehicle battle that has been going on now for quite a few hours. But
right.
You can you can make a spot hidden roll.
All right. Let's see if anything comes out of here. 76. Nope, not a success.
You do not see any indication of such.
All right. And what do I see in terms of sort of the downtown? Do I see any other armed vehicles or anything else that seems kind of wacky in that sense?
You do not.
All right. So before I leave the building, I would like to go into one of the bathrooms.
Yep.
And get myself a mirror off the wall. Just a piece of mirror if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, as I get out close to my car, I'm going to slide it on the ground and gingerly push it under the car with the toe of my boot and see if there's any snakes under there.
There are not.
Okay. So, how, if I were to sort of walk up the road to the west behind the buildings, would I think that a car could easily drive at me if it saw me from the road, or are there enough curbs and ditches and whatnot so that it would be challenging for them?
You would guess it would be challenging, but not impossible.
All right. I'm willing to take that risk. So yeah, I will, you know what I should also do is I'll go back in. Is the plumbing on? Is the water running?
It is not.
Oh, okay. In 1950s, they wouldn't have had bottles of anything much. All right. I will, so I'm going to walk up behind the buildings parallel to the road, and scout around and see if I can track down this pickup truck.
Okay. Make a spot hidden roll.
Man, nope.
You do not see a pickup truck with a harpoon.
Okay. Do I see much of anything going on?
No. Okay. The town looks as quiet as it did when you got here.
I will come back and call back into my office or whatever and see if I can find out what the hell's taking them so long.
Agent Baines, yes. Please continue to sit tight. We'll get a team down there as quickly as we can.
There's big rattlesnakes on top of everything else.
I'm sure you can handle a few snakes.
I did.
This is Texas, yeah. After all. There are snakes in the desert.
Yep. All right. I'll keep waiting. Thanks.
So are you just going to hang out in your car then, or?
No, I think I'm going to leave my car where it is and hang out in the teacher's lounge where I have a view of my car.
Okay, fair enough. You can do that. Let us cut back to Mr. Comley and Ms. Barrow.
So are these things chasing after us, or are they just sort of like, hey, what are you guys up to?
So you had climbed back down to the, or you'd kind of slid, whatever, ran, fled, back down to Janice at the bottom of the gorge and then kind of turned and headed back the way you came?
That was the plan, yes.
So, you know, as you kind of get down to the bottom and you get Janice and you turn and you start walking, yes, you can hear, you know, and then you kind of quickly look up and turn around. You can see kind of, dozens of these things coming out of a number of holes that you apparently never noticed before on those both sides of the gorge and kind of coming down the gorge towards you.
Well, our legs are clear. I mean, looking ahead, do I see a bunch as well? So what I'm going to try to do is either keep running up this way because until we reach a point where they're not there, or try to find a place where there's a minimum number of them and sort of hoof it up the side of the gorge.
You can certainly, you know, make a run for it. And, you know, as you pointed out, you are faster than they are. And you kind of clear what seems to be the immediate danger. After, you know, 5 minutes or so, make another con roll though.
90. That's not going to be a success.
Yeah. Between the shock and the climbing and the sliding and the turning and the fleeing and the exertion of the running.
Basic inging. You know,
yes. You're definitely, huffing and puffing and panting, and you know your mouth is just, you know, cotton balls. You can take a hit point of damage and have a penalty die for a while.
Well, all right. Given that I can't keep going down here, I guess at some point I'm going to try to find a way of climbing up the side of the gorge and seeing where we are.
Okay. I mean, are you looking for something in particular, or are you just going to take any old...
Sure, the McDonald's Golden Arches would be beautiful. But barring that, anything that looks man-made but not abattoir-related.
You know, so as you walk for a while, kind of back the direction you came, you certainly don't see anything, neither in the gorge nor up on the edges.
Well, we're going to, I guess so. I will look at where I think the sun is and decide that must be east. Oh, sorry, west. Wow, I failed my own navigation roll. Do I have any recollection of where the highway was in relation to things? Feels like the highway was to the west. Yes, west.
Given that you failed 3 navigation rolls, I'm not going to help you with that.
Okay. Well, and I'm just going to head to the west using the sun as an orientation point.
And climb out of the gorge?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I've decided already because we can't keep going forward in the gorge and we can't go back. So we might as well climb out of the gorge. Yes.
Okay. Climb rolls or climb roll, I guess.
It's a 16 out of 10, I bet.
Give me a navigation roll.
Up. 37.
Okay. You know, you're kind of scrambling and again kind of slipping and, you know, yep. 2 steps forward, 1 step back, trying to get up, up and out. Spot hidden roll.
Hard success.
Okay. As you kind of put a hand up to the very top of the ridge and start trying to pull yourself up, you can see a very large rattlesnake coiled just near the edge of the gorge, hissing at you, almost looking you right in the eyes as you start to pull yourself up.
I am going to stop doing that and slowly lower myself down, get to the bottom with Janice, and just start crying manly tears. And that's going to last for some time.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll leave you there crying for some time. Let's get back to Mr. Barrow and Mr. Miller.
Oh,
no, Jack. Go ahead.
No.
It's too early to be getting the shakes. You're all right. You're all right.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. All right.
There you go.
This doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
What did they mean about leaving the grate on the pipe?
Yeah, that makes me nervous. Maybe we should put it back now.
Let's put it back. Let's put it back.
I think it's obvious that the river's just full of crap. These guys have done this before. They're all in it.
Yeah, but what? It's just weird.
Why would they be looking to kidnap people and then lie about
it? Remember that FBI agent was looking for a whole family. Do you think
he's in on it too, or you think he's...
No. I think maybe there's a family with kids stuck here.
Oh. Holy smokes. I doubt I'm going to be able to do this, but upon thinking about that, is there any... I don't know. Judging by the stains or the blood or the, you know, whatever that's around here, is there an idea I can make as to how many people may have inhabited this horrible place or, you know, how many years or months or days this may have been going on? That kind of thing?
Sure, you can make a idea roll.
Idea.
Intelligence roll.
Yeah, intelligence for me is. He's intelligent enough to figure that out.
A lot.
A lot. Doing this for a while. Man. Did we already check the walls and the floor? Check the mattress for anything inside of it?
You did check the mattress.
All right. That's scour.
You can make spot hidden rolls if you want.
I would love to. Something. We got time for any roll we can try, I guess, we can think of. That's going to be a normal success.
You do not find any secret doors or hidden compartments.
I was just hoping for, like, Edward was here.
We may sit down and have one of those manful cries as well. What can be seen outside the window again? I think we looked out before, but I don't remember.
You can see a small open area and a large brick building.
Small open area and a
directly large... across from the window.
Does it look like this?
So in other words, you can tell that, you know, this door opens to the outside. It is not an interior door.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which of course would lead you to believe that, you know, either this is, you know, one in kind of a row of, you know, such rooms, or it is just, you know, a room in a small building standing by itself. But then there is a large brick building directly opposite,
with no signage.
That is correct.
Would you say, well, not would you say, you can say, that there is a street outside? Or is it like look like a courtyard, or is it, you know,
courtyard
kind of thing? Okay.
Yes.
Would you say that the sun is setting behind us? Which way do I think we're facing?
Navigation roll.
I don't think so. Yeah, no, I only have 10.
The sun is definitely not shining in the window.
All right.
It's a tough one.
Is there ventilation, or are we just baking in here?
You are just baking in there. There's some ventilation coming up from the drain pipe, but it is decidedly unpleasant ventilation.
I guess we could take his advice and at least replace that thing.
Yeah, replace the grate and go ahead and put the mattress back on it to filter the stench.
Yeah.
Tammy, I'm so sorry.
Not your fault, Chad. Not your fault.
Maybe we shouldn't have gone to that trinket shop.
You think that's what slowed us up? Gave him time to
Yeah.
To take the bridge apart?
Yeah.
Sure do wish my bone, miss my bone tomahawk, though. That thing was cool.
Oh, yeah, you look, you did wicked damage with it, too.
Oh, man. You remember those little toys we had when we were kids, those little figures, and we used to play those little games, and it was just like that, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was. So we just have to, you know, we're the good guys here, right? We're the good
That's
guys.
That's right. Yeah.
The good guys always win.
We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As the two of you are sitting there reminiscing.
It's called morale, Jim. Called morale.
Fair enough. Are you keeping up each other's morale? Let us cut over to Agent Baines, sitting in his sitting in a rather dusty, if otherwise comfortable, teacher's lounge.
So yeah, I'm thinking. So somebody took my antenna. I'm thinking basically to give this an hour, and see if anybody comes and messes with the car.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll leave you there for a moment.
Okay.
In order to cut back to Mr. Comley and Ms. Barrow, as Mr. Comley is having a manly cry at the bottom of the gorge.
Yeah, okay, what's going to go wrong now?
You can hear the sound of a vehicle approaching up on the ridge.
Son of a...
And then...
just I'm to start burying myself into the side of the thing. Get a chance to bury yourself into the side of the pit. Is it soft sand?
It's not that deep, but you know, you can certainly kind of press yourself up against the the same edge, and the idea that, you know, if somebody's looking down, maybe they won't see you.
Sure. Pulling out my gun too.
Okay. You can do that. You can hear as it gets closer, you can actually hear the sound of two engines, two cars kind of bouncing over the desert floor above you. And they kind of come to a stop, you know, not right where you are, but, you know, not too far away. You hear some doors open. You sure they're nearby? Yeah, they should be nearby. They looked like they were going in this direction. Hello! Hello down there! Anyone down there? Must be awfully hot and dry and dusty down there. Let us help you. We got some water up here for you if you want it. Are you still hiding?
No, I'm not on mute. I'm deliberately sort of not saying anything.
Okay, fair enough. You're still trying to hide?
Well, I mean, it seems unlikely. They seem to have some sort of tracking ability.
You can make a hide roll. Somebody can make one for Janice as well.
Huh. Well, let's see how the old Janice one works.
Janice got a 16.
But there's no such thing as hide. What do you want us to use?
Stealth.
Oh, I passed stealth.
Yep. Yeah, you guys are pretty well hidden.
All right. Well, we're not going to move a muscle.
Okay. I don't see him down here. Well, they can't be too far away. Spread out. Keep looking. We got to help these people. Can't leave them out here.
There's a snake right over our heads.
On the other side of the gorge.
Shouldn't fail so many navigation rules.
We can't just leave them out here in the desert to die. That would not be the neighborly thing to do. Okay, we'll keep looking. And you can kind of hear, you know, the sound of kind of people walking along the ridge, kind of going out in both directions, occasionally calling down, anyone down there? We're here to help. And as you.
That's so nice.
As you continue to hide, let's cut over. Let's cut back to Agent Baines.
All right.
Time passes. You do not see anyone messing with your car.
Cool. So that's a something anyway, I guess. All right, so I will, and is it getting a little cooler a little later in the day?
Oh, most definitely, yes.
Cool.
The shadows are long.
All right, well, I will get out and, you know what, I think it's time to just go to the bar and see if they can tell me what's going on.
Okay, you make your way down the street. Back into the bar. It looks much like it did when you were here previously. The bartender looks up. Ah, welcome back. Thought all you city folks had gone home. Gone away.
Oh, I think the others went home a long time ago, but I had some little trouble in town. It was, how many people are in here?
About a dozen altogether.
And who's giving me the snake eye?
It's about hit and roll.
I might pass those once, but I don't think this is a time here. Nope. Nobody I can see?
Nope.
So, yeah, so I'm sort of up at the bar, and I've got an elbow on the bar, and most of my body is facing away from the bar as I sort of survey the people as I'm talking to the barkeep,
mm-hmm.
looking, you know, to see if I get a rise out of anyone. I say, somebody jacked my antenna to start with, but there was a pickup truck with a harpoon gun on the top of it. Coming through town. You must have seen it drive by here.
Pickup truck with a harpoon gun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the locals do like to outfit their vehicles in some strange and crazy ways. It's the heat, you know, baking on their brains.
Sure. Seems like it's a small enough town. You must know who's who.
Well, pretty much everyone comes in here at some point.
So who's got a sort of silverish Chrysler pickup truck that they've got a harpoon mounted on the back of?
Well, I don't know that it's really my place to be talking out of turn about my fellow townsfolk.
Well, it's... At this point, it's a federal investigation, so it certainly would be out of turn not to.
Credit rating?
No.
Well, be that as it may, this is a small town. People like to keep to themselves. It's not my place to be telling stories about them.
So if you were to go look for a one of these folks with a pickup truck with a harpoon on it, I suppose you'd go through that trailer park there, huh?
I suppose that's definitely a place that people live around here.
Can I give a psychology roll on him?
You may.
Ooh, I'm going to spend the luck on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, see if he sort of is, you know, looks away at that thought.
When you first asked about the truck, he definitely knows what you're talking about.
Sure.
But you also, you get the feeling that you know, his story about, you know, not wanting to tell, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
not wanting to snitch on his town folks. That's not quite the whole story.
Okay, he might be scared.
He's scared of something.
Yep, I'll say. Yeah, I wouldn't. So yeah, I said the thing about the trailer, and he said, and I'll drop my voice a little bit and maybe actually turn towards him. What's going on in this town? I've got about a half a dozen FBI agents coming in. Probably be here in about half an hour or so. And, you know, if they know what they're doing and they can move quickly, we can probably clean things up before any trouble goes down.
Give me a persuade roll.
Oh. Oh, man. I am not rolling. No. 65 out of 50.
He just kind of shakes his head.
Is there anyone in town that might be a little more talkative?
Well, if you're looking to talk to someone, you can always go up to the church, talk to Reverend Scott.
Saying the Reverend might be willing to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a good man who likes to talk. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, and I'll sort of say it a little bit louder, and I'll say, thanks for letting me know about the restaurant down the road there. I'll be moving on. And I guess I'll go to the church.
My pleasure, sir. You have a good day.
Thanks.
Okay, you can make your way up to the church. Now I gotta go.
Oh, that's up Church Street. Yeah, I'll drive up. That's up Church Street somewhere, I imagine. I think we knew where that was because it's got a cross on it.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Oh, Church Street. There it is. Okay, yeah. So I'll drive up that little rise there to the church.
You'll find it here.
Number 4. I think you were there earlier.
I was nearby earlier, but things are many pages apart in this PDF. So yeah, you kind of come up, you kind of come up Church Street there, up a little rise, and you can see, you know, kind of a typical small Texas town, faded wooden country church. You know, the paint is peeling and worn. There's a single kind of narrow steeple with a metal roof that looks kind of rusty. Belfries, the shutters are closed. The front doors to the church look like they might have at one point been blue, but they're, you know, the paint is really weathered and peeling, and now it's more gray than anything else.
There's a vehicle in the lot?
There is not.
Okay.
There's four kind of stained glass windows in the front of the church. The stairs leading up to the door are kind of worn and cracked and bent, but you know, they look like they're not completely falling apart. There is a picket fence surrounding the church and a cemetery off to one side with a one kind of, you know, old stone mausoleum kind of standing in the center of it.
Does it look like the place, is there also a little house or does it look like the deacon or whatever, the preacher would live here?
Having, I'm sure, seen such things before, you would guess that there is a small apartment attached to the church, yes?
Okay.
There's a sign out front, too, which is clearly kind of, you know, newer and, you know, faded, but not completely painting. It says, Blood of the Lamb Pentecostal Church, established 1965.
Okay. And it was it, I forget his name now, Father Scott? No, Father.
That's what he said. He said Reverend Scott.
Reverend Scott, okay. So, yeah, I will, I guess I'll go through the picket fence and up the front steps and, I guess I'll, yeah, lock my shotgun up and open up the door and walk into the church.
Okay. Make a spot hidden roll as you get close to the church.
Nope.
Okay. Never mind.
You wouldn't think I have almost a 50% chance of spotting things based on.
As you enter the church, let us cut back to Mr. Comley. Hiding in the side of the gorge. You can hear the men continuing to walk back and forth, offering to help, offering to give you water.
I hear their cries, but do not believe them, given, you know, Timmy is dead.
Okay. You know, after a while of this, right, I mean, the sun is definitely, you know, getting closer to, you know, the horizon. You know, most of the gorge is in shadow. You can kind of hear the men, you know, come back together. Are you sure they're here? Yeah, they got to be around here somewhere. I don't think they could have, doesn't look like they could have climbed up the other side or even climbed up this side. It's awful steep down there. Yeah, it is. Well, maybe they scared. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they scared. They don't want to come out. Well, what do? We can't just leave them here overnight. I know. You're right. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's try this. You kind of hear a car door open and then slam shut. And then, you know, about kind of 20 feet down the gorge from you, you can see something being pitched over the side of the gorge. And it kind of bounces and you know, comes to a rest at the, you know, just kind of at the bottom of the gorge there. Spot hidden roll.
Oh, I have a penalty die too, don't I?
Yep.
Yep, that doesn't work.
It's an object. It's, you know, something maybe about a foot long, kind of flat, not terribly wide. That right there is some water if you people want it. Just a water skin. Sign of good faith. We're here to help.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. I know Janice sort of makes a move. I hold her there.
That's a good question. What would Janice do?
Oh.
Horrible question.
At this time period with a strong man next to her?
She's going to complain about her high heels.
Yeah. A strong man who just broke down in manly tears. On the other hand, she was driving a car that flipped over and she saw Timmy die. So
she's strong.
Okay. We'll leave her in Wallace's control there. So you just continue to hide. You're not going for the water. You're not.
This is not heroic fantasy. I'm hiding.
Fair enough. Okay. You continue to hide. You know, it is starting to cool off. You know, as you've been kind of baking most of the day. You know, you're almost as the you know, the shadows are getting longer. You're almost starting to get to the, you know, you can tell you're going to be cold here before too long.
Well, what do we do? They ain't, still ain't coming out. Well, I don't really, well, should we just go? No, we can't just go. Can't leave those poor people out here overnight. Snakes will get them. Yeah, snakes will get them. Bugs will get them. Just about anything will get them. Yeah, let's wait a while and see what happens. Okay, we'll wait.
So as soon as they said that, I knew they were lying. Because snakes in, if you're saying it's cold enough, I'm going to get cold. These snakes are not hanging around. They're cold. Snakes are cold-blooded. Now I know you're lying, you bastards. I'm going to wait you out.
Okay, let's cut back. Excuse me. To Agent Baines.
Yeah.
Walking so into the church.
Yep. I'll fail another roll and walk into the church.
So are you just, you know, walking in? Are you knocking? Are you?
It's a church. I feel like you just walk in.
Okay. Fair enough. You can.
Could be wrong, but it seems like church sort of thing.
Yep. That's fine. That's fine. You walk in. You see the interior of a church. I do have a picture of it here, in case you're curious.
Sure, we like pictures.
The interior is, you know, it's definitely a small building. Oops, wrong folder again. There we go. There are, you know, some pictures and icons on the walls. You know, rows of pews. You know, a cross hanging from the corner, you know, behind where you would guess the altar is.
Good sign. So I guess this is I don't know anything about any of this stuff, but this character here wears a cross. So I feel like he is relatively comfortable and would do whatever is appropriate as he enters the church and so forth. That's okay. Awesome. So I don't know if there's these guys or have some, you know, a little holy water font or any of that kind of stuff or.
There is not.
So I guess he'll go in and, he'll sort of stand there for a few minutes and see if anybody shows up.
Only a kind of a moment later, you know, a side door opens from, you know, what you would guess is, you know, the small apartment next to mm-hmm. the, you know, attached to the church itself. And a older gentleman steps out. He looks like this. Where is he? Hard to really tell how old he is. You know, he's got that very kind of weathered, leathery skin.
Sure.
Thinning hair, kind of wild, white beard, white mustache, white hair.
You, good evening, sir. You, Reverend Scott, I take it?
Well, good evening. We don't get a whole lot of visitors. You must be new in town. I don't believe I know you.
No. I'm Christopher Baines. Nice to meet you.
Christopher Baines. Nice to meet you, Christopher Baines. And you can see now, as he pulls it up to his lips to take a swig, he's got a bottle of whiskey in his hand. Can I offer you a drink?
You know, you could. Actually, thank you.
Oh, well, my pleasure, my pleasure. Just to let me go get you a glass. And he disappears back into the apartment, and then a moment later kind of comes out holding two glasses, which he, you know, pours some whiskey into both of them, sets the bottle down, hands you one.
and kind of turns towards the altar and the cross and you know, holds up the glass of whiskey and, to the good Lord, and he slams Amen. Down the whiskey in one go.
I think a little less. I think I will sip mine, but and I'll say before we get off on the wrong foot here, should probably let you know I'm not here for spiritual advice so much as well, here on business, here on work.
Work? What kind of work would bring a man to abattoir?
Well, I'm looking for some missing folk. It's family. And I will describe them, and I'll bring out the picture.
Oh, well, they look like a nice, good Christian family, don't they?
They do.
Well, he pours a another slug of whiskey into his glass. Here's to the family, you almighty bastard. You took them. Throws down the whiskey.
So you've seen them.
I have not seen these good folks, I'm afraid.
Oh. All right. So they might still be. Go ahead.
Oh, anything's possible. It's easy to get lost in the desert around here.
Yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. I was attacked by one of your parishioners earlier today.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, that is unfortunate. Some of the boys, you know, man doesn't have work, doesn't have the Lord. They get into all that devil music, the rock and roll. Yeah, a lot of the local boys they can be a little wild at times.
Well, there's a little wild, and then there's shooting at a federal agent with a truck-mounted harpoon.
Did you say truck-mounted harpoon?
I did. Does that ring any bells with you?
Well, I'll be damned. He pours another shot of whiskey and, sorry about that, Lord, throws it down.
Yeah, seems like you must know something about that.
Oh, that's old Seth's truck.
Okay, I'm getting somewhere. Who's old Seth, and where does he hang his hat?
Oh, he and a bunch of his boys live up at their ranch there.
Do I get any sort of indication on where there is?
That is an interesting question. He kind of waves his hand in a generally. Why is that image? Why is the map not showing in the notes anymore? That's weird.
It is.
Oh,
the big map's just above the church, a little bit.
It's not for me. Okay.
Make things easier at the keeper's discretion.
Yeah. Funny. I just have a blue question mark.
That is funny.
in kind of a southerly direction.
Okay, I see a number 12 at the end of the road or something. I can't actually read the stuff there, but there was a turnoff that I didn't take.
Yeah.
That sort of roughly the direction he's pointing in?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Let me double check. Nope, it's not on there either. Where is...
That whole making stuff easier at the keeper's discretion is something they're not big on.
Nope, that's the wrong map. on here. It's not on here. Okay. So, yeah, in kind of a, yeah, I'll just say a generally southerly direction.
Okay.
Yeah, he and his boys, they have a, they call it their homestead. It's out that way.
Think I could get some directions to their place. We're going to have to pay them a visit and see if we can talk to them a little bit.
Oh, sure. You just go down Church Street, back out here to Main, turn right, go down to Hackett, make a right, and follow the road around. You can't miss it.
Excellent. And how many folks live up there?
Oh, that I couldn't say. I never been up there myself.
Nah. They, big family though, or
well, they church? They do not. They do not. I don't know what they got going on up there, but they are not godly people.
Yeah.
He pours another glass of whiskey and toasts the cross again, throws it down.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So is there a whole group of these folks, or is it just this Seth boy and his clan?
Well, there's a lot of wild locals about. As I said, you know, they get into that rock and roll and they get into that drugs, and without work and without church, it's easy to be led astray around here.
It sure is. Well, thank you, Reverend. I think I'll go pay that boy a visit.
Well, you go right ahead and do so. I wish you luck, sir.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Another drink for the road?
I think I'd better.
He pours you a drink and toasts the cross once again, throws it down.
I will do the same, and I will go out to the car, looking for snakes. And I'm going to call in this bit of information and ask them where the hell they are and say that I'm going up to talk to this guy and see if I can figure anything out.
We're working on it. We're trying to get the team together, and they'll be down there right away. You just hang tight.
Yep. Sure thing. So when you come looking for my body, it'll be up at the this ranch here.
Ever the Joker, Agent Baines. Ever the Joker.
Yep. So I'm going to go talk to him. I'll let you know what I find out.
Okay. Let's get back to Mr. Barrow and Mr. Miller.
Yeah. I think after a few hours of sitting and stewing, I'm going to do the one thing that has been building up since we got here. I'm going to start yelling and screaming. Yeah, go to the bathroom. Did I say one thing? Yeah. I'm sorry. Yelling, screaming, and pounding on the door.
Okay, you can yell and scream and pound on the door. After about 5 minutes of that, someone appears on the other side of the glass. What is it you want? Making all this racket. Keep it down in there. We're getting ready out here. We'll be ready for you soon. Just be patient.
Is that one of the guys I recognized from before?
No.
One of the guys I recognized from the trucks. Well, I guess there's only one that I would recognize, and he doesn't look so good right now. Hang on a second. Sorry, I had a visitor. What was I saying? Oh yeah, what do you mean getting ready out there? What are you talking about?
Well, for your trial.
We haven't even talked to our lawyer.
Didn't the Reverend explain it to you? Gosh darn city folks, not paying attention to anything.
Well, where are we? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, let us out of here. Where are we?
You all just be quiet now. We'll come get you soon enough.
What about some water?
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? We'll get you some water, just a moment. He kind of toddles off. And he comes back in a moment, and there's two other people with him. And they're both, all three of them are carrying shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a, like a, what do you call it? Like a leather wine pouch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I got you some water right here. Y'all just stand back from the door now.
All right, I see the shotguns and stand back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they have been doing this for a while. They know all my tricks, both of them.
You can hear some clicking as the door is unlocked and pushed open, and you know, two shotgun barrels are pointed directly at you. He tosses the wineskin into the room, and they pull the door shut, and you can hear it click, locked again.
Thank you. That was neighborly.
We're just trying to do things the right way.
This is crazy, Timmy. This is crazy.
Better let me have a taste of that before you drink it. Or not a taste, smell something.
Yeah, smell it.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell great, but it's, you know, not terrible.
Oh, hell, Timmy. They were going to poison us. I mean, they patched you up. I take a swig.
It is water. Not the cleanest of water, but it tastes like water. It quenches your thirst.
Probably use some of that. I think you're right.
You don't look good, Tim. You take the most.
Thanks, buddy. What do you think they're going to do to us?
I think they're going to string us up.
Must be.
I mean,
I'll tell you what, if they take us out of here, I don't care how many shotguns are out there. I'm making a run for it. You should too. Head the other direction. We'll meet back up, I don't know, somewhere across that gorge.
All right. All right, Timmy.
Plans have been laid.
How could they go wrong?
Exactly.
Let's get back to Mr. Comley and Miss Barrow, continuing to refuse the offer of aid and succor. Make a spot hidden roll. Nope. Someone can make a spot hidden roll for Janice as well.
Nope, 82.
Okay. Since you are rolling for Janice, Mrs., would you please make a con roll for her?
That's a 2.
Nice.
Yes.
Tough.
She is. Mr. Comley, would you make a con roll?
That's an 8.
Oh, wow.
You are feeling nauseous. You can feel yourself wanting to vomit, but you're able to keep it down.
I am keeping it down. Must be getting dark now, huh?
It is definitely dark down here in the gorge. You can see just up over the ridge, there's still some light up there, but it is definitely well dark down here in the gorge.
So the coolness of the earth must be providing some relief. Yes. My plan is to wait them out, so.
Okay. Would you roll me 1d4?
I don't even.
I have one out.
Oh, here we go. 1d4. Okay. 3.
And Rachel, would you be kind enough to roll a d4 for Janice?
Indeed. A 2.
Okay. Someone please take a note that Janice has lost 2 points of con. And Mr. Comley, you can lose 3 points of con.
Wow. It's bad days. So does that translate into three hit points? Points.
Well, not directly, no. Okay. Well, I would hope not. it translates into a new max of whatever it is after, you know, whatever got that it. Makes your gun yep. end up being. Which, you know, it's only 3 points. Probably not enough to bring your hit points down yet.
Not five.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe 2.5. Yeah.
2. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. As the, you know, the, it starts, you know, it's definitely starting to get cool down here. And as the, you know, your eyes kind of adjust to the dark, you can see little pinpoints of light, not like bright light, but just like a little pinpoints of a very faded kind of soft green kind of scattered in the rocks and the sand and the dirt throughout the gorge.
Judge Box Wallace, he's alive.
Yeah, I see that. I'm beyond the capacity of like planning or thinking or running at this point. This my plan is to stay here until they catch us or until they go away. It's not sophisticated. Not worthy of a police officer to be of the Texas police, but that's what my plan is.
Fair enough. Let's cut back to Agent Baines.
All right. Well, he's not going to last much longer, but...
make a spot hidden roll as you leave the church.
All right. Hey, that's a hard success.
You didn't notice them as you... kind of walked in, you didn't really pay attention. The stained glass windows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you kind of take notice of them as you walk out, they're not quite what you would have expected. Mm. You know, they're not like, you know, scenes of the Madonna and, you know, Christ Child and this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they look like, you know, they're still, you know, very much kind of classical, you know, medieval Christian imagery, but they are all of martyrs being tortured.
Oh, of course they are. Because this is you said it was the Church of the something something martyrs, right?
Something something. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And as you kind of step outside, you can see that hanging in the picket fence,
mm-hmm.
kind of every few feet and hanging down on the outside of the church, outside the windows, there are a number of small, what look to be just kind of bone objects, like small bones tied together.
Mm-hmm.
They look like this. And where is it? There it is. Doop.
Ooh. That's a little weird. So it looks like somebody is trying to remake a fish or a spine with ribs or something. A center bone and then some. Maybe it looks like a branch or a tree.
Something like that.
Yep. So I will actually, you know what? I'm going to look at it for there's a bunch of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty curious. I think I'm going to pick one up and sort of not quite absentmindedly, but almost absentmindedly take it with me.
Okay. Can untie it or, you know,
yeah,
yank it. And the leather is you know, dried and worn and brittle enough from being out in the sun, it breaks easily. So you can certainly take one with you.
Sure. Yeah. I'll kind of, you know, turn it over in my hand and look at it. I don't think I have a base in natural world. I might know if they're like bird bones or mammal bones, I guess.
You can make a natural world roll.
Ooh, hey, that's a 10. What do you know?
Various animal bones.
Okay. Well, that's better than what it could be, so that's good. Yeah, and I will get in my car. I guess I've already gotten in my car and called in. So my plan is to, it's getting dark, is to drive probably a quarter mile from where I think the ranch is, maybe turn the headlights off if I can before that, park and walk up the back way to the ranch, to the house, okay. Ranch house.
Okay. Let us leave you heading in that direction. Let us cut back to Mr. Comley and Ms. Barrow. You can hear the voices above you. I guess they don't want our help. Nope. Yeah. Unfortunate, but I guess they're going to get what's coming to them. Yep. It's too bad. You hear some kind of footsteps, car doors opening and closing, and then two cars driving away.
Did I have any idea how many cars drove up?
Two.
So I don't fall for that. Okay. yeah, I'm going to wait for a bit until I think they've driven some distance away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can hear them kind of, you know, disappear off into the sound of the engines disappears off into the distance.
I don't want to come up too quick. So that, you know, they can see me, but I am going to climb up on the other side from the night rattlesnake and see what I can see.
Okay. As you start to climb up, make a spot hidden roll.
Pass.
You see movement down the gore as you're just as you're starting to climb up, right? Kind of right as soon as, you know, the sound of the engines has disappeared off into the distance, and you know you're starting to think about climbing up, and you start to take a, you know, grab a handhold and pull yourself up. You see movement down the gorge, and it looks like there's a figure coming towards you, a person, two people.
Yeah, no, we're climbing up. We're trying to get out of
here. Maybe three.
Trying to climb up and get out.
As you start to climb, you can make a climb roll.
Well, we can't use that 0-2, but we can use that 72.
you know, you're kind of slipping and sliding and scrambling, and you can see the figures start to run towards you. There's three of them. They look like they're children. They look like children.
Yeah, I'm still climbing.
And as you're trying to scramble your way up, and they get a little closer to you. You can make a sanity roll.
Yeah, no, no.
Somebody want to make a sanity roll for Janice?
That's a 30.
That is a success. So nothing for the success. You can lose a D6 for the failure.
That's 3.
It just goes to show it's better not to be here.
As you see rushing towards you out of the darkness.
Sorry, I didn't hear those. That.
I think it was might have been a this. Here's a this. Picture coming.
Yes.
No!
Oh.
And I think that's a good place to end it for the day.
No, why you do this at 11 o'clock at night? Put that image in my head. It's sure, you can go and take 3 hours. You and Steve can spend 2 hours or 3 hours getting over it. And Rachel can recover, but nope.
It's a hotel room, essentially.
Man, this is a podcast and nobody gets to see this.
Wow.
Just, creepy children with glowing eyes and greenish skin. Perfect.
Sharp, serrated teeth, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Thanks for pointing that out.
Anytime.
What I feel bad for is Janet not coming out of that thing a little quicker.
Oh, my.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Well, thank
you. All right. Well, thanks.
Not that it needs to be said, but Edwin, we got a lot riding on you, buddy.
Apparently,
I've got 30 shotgun shells, and I'm going to go against an army of rednecks with shotguns.
I think you're what, down to 28 now?
29. I only used the one. Well, I figured I had two in the gun.
That's right. But you ran over the others, yeah.
I ran over the others, yeah.
Yeah, I love how we basically have 3 different scenarios going on. At this time. Yeah.
And at least 2 of them are seem at this point pretty well guaranteed not to meet up.
I thought you were going to say at least 2 of them seem to be in some sort of competition as being which is more horrific. So, so far yours just looks, you know, well, maybe, but
yeah, I don't think I have anything weird yet. I mean, not anything supernaturally weird.
Yeah,
actually, well, snakes were stalking there. Your car, though. I mean, that's
true. The snakes were kind of a little aggressive for. What they ought to be, and I guess it's you guys don't either. I guess it's really just just you and down in Zombie Gulch there.
Yeah, it's horrible enough without the
horror,
the creepy children. Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what happens with that next week.
All right,
Steve, do you have a minute?
Who he?
Steve.